Best-selling author David Halberstam won the Pulitzer Prize in 1964 for his war reporting in Vietnam, and went on to write The Best and the Brightest, a seminal account of the U.S. entanglement in Vietnam, and a scathing criticism of the military and political leaders responsible. Since then, he's written many books about the power of the media, U.S.-Japanese industrial competition, sports, and the confusion of U.S. foreign policy in the 1990s. He joins us from his home in New York City. Welcome, Mr. Halberstam.
Thank you for calling me.
You concluded that Vietnam was an inappropriate use of U.S. power, conducted by an arrogant U.S. leadership. In your recent book, War in a Time of Peace, you were critical of the elder President Bush and the Clinton administration for too cautious an application of U.S. force. What about this war in Iraq? Is it the correct use of U.S. power, or is it misguided?
Well, I'm very uneasy with it. I think this is a very extremely difficult dilemma because I think Saddam Hussein really is a dark force. But I also am extremely cautionary in the sense that I don't think this has calculated or included any sense of the political consequences of this act. I really do have a feeling that we have ended up politically punching our hand into the largest hornet's nest in the world. I mean, that the military part will probably go relatively well, but it is the long-range consequences, the sense that we are going to be the lightning for all the grief and misery in the Middle East, not very much of which is of our causing. I think so much is the eye of the beholder, you know. I mean, let me give you an example, and that is, I think it was on day four of Gulf War I, there was a famous photograph of the Iraqi troops surrendering. It was a giant photograph of a giant serpent in the sand, in the eye, as far as the eye could see, of these young Iraqis lined up to surrender. And if you lived in any city in America or in Paris or London, you thought, what a great photograph. The war's over. Casualties are low. If you looked at the same photo and you were a young Muslim living in the region, you would have a very different view. You would think, another humiliation vested upon us. And I think photos, I mean, I think you have to understand that as you watch images from this war day in and day out, that what we think is a very good image may be, in fact, a recruiting image for the other side.
You're suggesting, and many are suggesting, that the military, that eventually the U.S. will win a military victory. But the war is a little more than a week old now. Already we're hearing references to Vietnam and to Quagmire. Are those premature, or are there parallels here?
I think that that's premature, and I don't think in the classic military sense it will be that kind of quagmire. I think people had an exaggerated sense because of Gulf War I how quickly it would be, and I think that probably Saddam's forces have made something more of an adjustment, but I think our traditional military power is really quite awesome. But you must understand that in Vietnam, we won every set-piece battle, every time, because of our vast technological superiority. And that was a much harder war to apply our technology in because of the nighttime, the particular terrain, the shrewdness and dynamic of the other side. On the other hand, if we had absolute military superiority, the other side had absolute political superiority, which meant that when the battle was over, they could go out and recruit or send more young men down from the north. We were, I think, about 300,000 young men were coming into the draft age every year, and I think we were probably killing on a ratio of 10 to 1, so about 100,000 a year to our 10,000. They could afford that and keep coming because it was their country. So, in effect, the other side always had absolute political superiority. Vietnam and Iraq are apples and oranges in some ways, but there is a political undertow that will tend to work against our military success, I believe, in the region. I think the danger is going to be, you know, the political stuff in the cities. Are we going to be forced? Are you going to have young American kids, predominantly Christian, white and black, who are going to be in effect in some kind of occupation duty in these cities with different forces, maybe indigenous Iraqis or maybe other people from the Muslim world beginning to come and nick away at them? I think the larger dilemma, in addition to the fact that I think the general reverberations in the Arab world may work somewhat against us. We may end up doing some of bin Laden's recruiting for him.
You were a young war correspondent in Vietnam. Today we see young war correspondents embedded with the troops in Iraq. Do you see that as a positive thing?
I think largely yes. I mean, I do. I think, and I think the Pentagon and the people in the administration ought to get credit for opening this up and ventilating this. I think it's a vast improvement over what happened in Gulf War I, which were the restraints on journalists were draconian. I think you know, it's not unlike what happened in World War II, and in fact in Vietnam there was some really very good embedding. Some of the best reporting was done by Jack Lawrence, a young CBS reporter, when he went with Charlie Company. I mean, it varies by unit, and there you get this rather smaller vision. You get kind of a small, narrower vision. You don't get a great overall vision, but you know, a good consumer of news, a viewer and reader, can put these component parts, this mosaic, together. I think it's actually, my sense is it's worked rather well.
David Halberstam, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Best-selling author David Halberstam spoke with us from his home in New York City.